Leave program 2006-2007. The night is young. The night is young. And the more we become absorbed in the transcendental program, the more we will feel young. And we will realize that we are all transcendentally young, transcendentally youthful. Old age is a thing of the past. And youthfulness rules.
Well,
we just sang this beautiful song. And now we can talk a little bit about the meaning of the song. A lot of it is kind of obvious. So, Jaya Rati, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Shri Govinda Gopina, Madana Gopina. This is quite simple. All glories to Radha, all glories to Krishna, and all glories to Vrindavan, and all glories to Govinda Gopina and Madana Gopina, the main presiding deities of Vrindavan. These three deities appear in order. Actually, the order is slightly different from the order given in the song, because in the song there's the consideration of the meter and the rhyme. But the order is actually Madhavamana, Govinda, and Govina. These are the three main forms of Krishna and the three main deity forms of Krishna. Madan Mohan, Madan means cupid, and Mohan means attractor. So Madan Mohan means the attractor of cupid. And this is Krishna manifesting in the early stages of the devotee's life. When we say three stages, we really mean in relation to the development of the devotee, that the devotee goes through three stages as he or she progresses from beginning level to perfect level. So on the beginning level or earlier levels of Krishna consciousness, Madan Mohan, that form of Krishna, who is the attractor of Cupid, is most relevant and most important, because everyone is bothered by Cupid. Cupid is harassing everyone. When we say Cupid, we don't mean only in terms of male-female types of relationships and situations. But beyond that, Cupid is the presiding deity of material desire. That I want this, I want that, I want to enjoy this, I want to enjoy that. I want to enjoy sense gratification. My senses, to contact the objects of the senses, and in this way I get some stimulation. So this is Cupid. Cupid is in charge of this. So everyone is being bothered by Cupid. Not just the young people who are all teenage and early 20s and so on, that type of person, getting into the world of romance, the concomitant distresses and pains and pleasures and everything that goes with it. Not only boys and girls, but everyone. Everyone is being bothered by Cupid. Cupid is dressing. Come on, enjoy this. You need money to enjoy. You need fast car. You need big house. Lani house. And you need girlfriend like what? Like rocket. Do you remember that? No? Okay, we won't talk about that. Excuse me if I said the wrong thing. But something like that. It's very tricky. Must be. This is the business of Cupid. How to distract people from the serious business of solving the problems of life and perfecting one's life. This is all the business of Cupid, how to distract people and get people involved and just, well, the enjoyments, the drink and be merry, this is all the world of Cupid. But Krishna is mother Mohana. He attracts Cupid. And in Vrindavan, the song of course is all about Vrindavan and different places in Vrindavan and different personalities in Vrindavan. So, in Vrindavan there is one place. It is near Kaliagat. It's near Kaliagat. On the brink of the path. There's one little area which is connected with Mother Mohana, Krishna's Mother Mohana, and how he met Cupid. So the story goes that Cupid, he didn't know who is this Krishna. He had heard there's this boy Krishna in Vrindavan, and every night he is dancing with so many young girls. And this is his business, just playing around with the young girls, many, many young girls. So Cupid heard about that, and he thought, oh, very good. Let me go, and I will fire my arrows. I'll fire my arrows of lusty desire at this boy, Krishna, when he's with all these girls. And at this way, Krishna will lose control and just become like an animal and just fall down and make a fool of himself. So, Cupid came with his bow and arrows, and sure enough, there was Krishna, surrounded by dozens and hundreds of young girls, very beautiful young girls, and they were all dancing. There was this beautiful music playing, very melodic and sweet, not like the modern day music. You know, boom, boom, boom. Probably we will hear some of this later, but anyway, not like that. This is very beautiful, very sweet music, very attractive, and very lovely. And Cupid came, and sure enough, there was Krishna dancing with the gopis in this very beautiful scene, very elegant and graceful. And Cupid thought, oh yes, look at this boy Krishna, I will fire my arrows at him, and I will hit him with my arrows of lusty desire, and he will lose control, and in this way I will teach him a lesson that Cupid is the best. So he was trying to take aim at Krishna. Krishna's moving around in the rasa dance, back and forth, around and moving in very amazing ways. And Cupid took aim, but Krishna was moving. So Cupid is trying to take aim, but as soon as he gets his aim, Krishna has moved. So he was moving back and forth and down and up and around, trying to get a fix on Krishna, but he couldn't. And as he's looking at Krishna, scratched us so intently and just tried to get Krishna fully in his vision, fixing his eyes on Krishna, trying, then he noticed, oh, Krishna is very beautiful. Oh, look at Krishna. This is quite amazing. I never saw anyone like Krishna. Actually, Krishna is stunning, stunningly beautiful. And as Cupid, Madan, is trying to take aim, but he's looking at Krishna more and more, and Krishna's beauty is becoming more and more apparent to him. Then Cupid became overwhelmed by the beauty of Krishna, and he dropped his bow, bang, on the ground, and he just fainted. He just fainted, overpowered by the beauty of Krishna. So this way, Krishna is Mother Golga. He is the attractor of Cupid. Cupid is attracting everyone, but Krishna is attracting Cupid. So therefore the idea is the early stages when we are just coming out of material life and we have not really broken away completely, but different habits or different attractions are still remaining there in the mind or in the back of the mind and sort of nagging at us, come on, come on, come back and enjoy. Come back and take intoxication and enjoy it all these different ways. These ideas, Maya is pushing these ideas into the conscious mind of the aspiring devotee who is trying to move forward in Krishna consciousness. So, if such a devotee, aspiring devotee who is trying to progress, if such a devotee always remembers Krishna, always meditating on Krishna deep within his or her mind and heart, and in that way, Krishna is always with the devotee. If you chant the name of Krishna, he is with you. If you remember him, he is with you. So if you keep Krishna with you like this, then when Cupid tries to fire his arrow at you, but because Krishna is right there next to you, Cupid will see Krishna and he'll become overpowered. And he'll drop his bow and collapse, and he won't be able to affect you. Now, if this happens, you will notice that you start to become free from these lusty desires, and you start to relish Krishna consciousness more. This is the symptom. This is how you tell if it is working. If Krishna as Mother Mala is really giving you that shelter and protection, and Cupid is becoming less able to afflict you. But don't you think that yes, I am becoming very spiritually powerful now. And because I'm becoming very spiritually powerful, Cupid is not able to affect me. I need Cupid. Don't think like that. And especially don't think that I am so beautiful that Cupid has fainted. I am so beautiful, Cupid fainted. It may be that we look so strange that Cupid may faint. But anyway, this is the idea of Mother Norma. So here's the presiding deity of the earliest stages of Krishna consciousness. He's always relevant, but particularly he's important in the early stages. This is called the stage of Sambandha. of establishing a relationship, making a connection, initial connection with Krishna. Then comes Govinda. Govinda is the presiding deity of Adideva. Adideva means the level of practical execution of devotional service. Having established some connection with Krishna, having made some relationship with Krishna, then what do you do in that relationship? You don't just sit there and look at Krishna, but you serve him. The devotees are very busy serving Krishna day and night. Srila Prabhupada would say, for the devotee, 24 hours in a day is not enough for serving Krishna. So the presiding deity of that stage, the presiding deity of practical devotional service, is Govinda. Go means the senses. And Inda means the Lord. It's like a transformation of the term Indra. Indra as in Lord Indra. Indra means king. So he is the Lord, the king of the senses. And if we engage our senses in devotional service, then Govinda, the master of the senses, he will purify our senses and he will purify our hearts. And in this way, we will advance closer to him. And then third is Gopina. Gopina. The gopi, of course, refers to the gopis, the cowherd girls of Vrindavan. And na means master or lord. So, on the highest level of devotional service, the perfect level, this is called prayojana. Prayojana means the perfectional stage of perfect, pure devotional service. So the presiding deity there is Krishna as Govinda, the master of the senses. So if we have established our relationship nicely by the mercy of Mother Govan, if we have served Krishna nicely by the mercy of Govinda, then we may enter a relationship with Govinda. And this way we may enter Vrindavan ourselves and enter a direct relationship with Krishna. Then second verse, Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govinda Kavandi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahara. This is glorifying the most important places really in Vrindavan. What are the most important places? Shamakund, Radhakund, they are the most important, where the most glorious pastimes of Radha and Krishna take place. And then after Shamakund and Radhakund comes Govardhana Hill. Govardhana Hill is so special because this is a place where types of pastimes that Krishna has take place in all the different rasas, the conjugal rasa. Well, Shamakunda and Radhakunda just mentioned, they are places of the conjugal rasa, and they are the topmost places of the conjugal rasa. But Giri Govardhana, at Govardhana Hill, at Govardhana Hill, conjugal pastimes also take place, but not only conjugal pastimes, but also parental pastimes. You may know the story, it's there in the 10th canto of the Bhagavata, when during that pastime of Lord Brahma stealing the cowherd boys and calves, then he stole them for 1 year. And during that year, Krishna expanded himself into the same forms as the cowherd boys and calves. So now all the cowherd although they looked like they normally looked, but actually they were Christian in fact. And as a result of that, the parents of all those cowherd boys and cows became more attached to their children. Generally, previously, they were more attached to Krishna than they were to their own children. This is a very difficult thing, perhaps, to appreciate, but this was the case. Not that they did not love their own children. They loved their children very, very deeply. Very deeply, indeed. But still, they loved Krishna more, a lot more. But now, Krishna had become their children, had taken the places of their children. So now, they found they were loving their children as much as they were loving Krishna. It was very amazing. So this went on for a year. At the end of the year, actually on the last day or second to last day, then the cowherd men, and they were herding the cows at Govardhan Hill, just near Govardhan Hill, on the open ground at the foot of Govardhan Hill. So they were herding the cows, the mother cows there. But Krishna and the cowherd boys, they were herding the calves. They were herding the calves. On top of Govardhan. Now wait a minute. The cowherd men were herding the calves at the bottom of the hill, and Krishna and the cowherd boys were herding the calves on the top of the hill. So, the cows on top of the hill saw their children at the bottom of the hill with the calves. And because those calves were now Krishna, the cows on top of the hill, when they saw the calves down there, they became so attracted, just too attracted, that they became overwhelmed. They just had to go down to be with their calves. So the cows from the top of Govardhan Hill, they went running down the hill, galloping. You can imagine that big, heavy cow. Mother cow, heavily built, and you can't, you normally don't see cows galloping like horses, you don't see that. But these cows, they galloped, not only did they galloped down the hill. And this is a big steep hill with many boulders and big rocks. And they were galloping from boulder to boulder down the hill. This is incredible, actually, these big calves. And then they ran to their calves, and the calves started drinking their milk and just drinking and drinking and drinking. And the cowherd men became angry. Oh no! The calves are going to drink all the milk. So later when we go back home and we have to milk the cows, we won't be able to because they won't have any milk left. This is very bad. Then behind the cows, the cowherd boys came running down the hill. And initially the cowherd men, when they saw their sons, they became angry. Why did you lose control of the cows? See what is happening. All their milk is being drunk. This is no good. They began a little bit of chastisement. But then, as they were chastising, wagging their fingers, they are looking at their little boys who are Christian. And then they saw, oh, my son is so beautiful, so sweet, so lovable, that they became overpowered by these feelings of love, and all their feelings of anger and chastisement just disappeared, and then they just embraced their sons. And, you know, it is not so much, I mean, it is to some degree, but not so much, a baby practice to kiss. Smooch. This is not so much a baby practice. But what they do, you know what they do to express affection? They smell the end of the child. We might find that a little difficult to relate to if we have no experience, but this is what they do. So the men, they stop chastising. They just embrace their boys, snuff their heads, and started crying. So you see, this is going down here. This is going down here. This pastime happened there. So the conjugal pastimes are happening there also. Parental pastimes. And then friendly pastimes, of course, like Krishna and the cowboy boys. They go to Gopinath Hill. This is where this pastime happened. Krishna was there with the cowboy boys, having friendly pastimes. So all the different types of pastimes take place at Gopinath Hill. So after Shalabhanga and Radhakund, Gopinath Hill is next most important. And then Kalandi, Jamuna, the Yamuna River is very important because it winds all the way through Vraj Mandal, and it sort of connects all the places together. They're all near the Jamuna. At least in the times when Krishna was on this planet, Govardhan Hill was near the Yamuna. Nandagram was near the Yamuna. Varshana was near the Yamuna. All these places, the Yamuna was never far away. So the Yamuna is like a thread tying together all these sacred places. And in the middle of all these pastimes, Krishna is so often going to bathe in the Yamuna. And then Mahabharata is also very important. This is where Krishna had his earliest pastimes, the early childhood pastimes, Gokula Mahabharata. Then next verse, Keshikat Vansivat Dwadashankanan. Keshikat is where Krishna killed the Keshik demon, of course. Keshik demon was in the form of a gigantic horse, and he came to kill Krishna. But Krishna thrust his right arm down the throat of Keshi, right down his throat. So here is Keshi's mouth here. You know, his jaws are here, and Krishna's arm is right in his throat. And when Krishna's arm was right down his throat like that, then Krishna expanded in his arm in the throat of Keshi, and Keshi suffocated. But while he was suffocating and panicking and just becoming bewildered in his dead clothes, he bit Krishna on the arm. And this left a scar. There is a scar on the upper part of Krishna's right arm. a scar of 2 feet of kinship. So when the boys, the cowherd boys, are showing off how tough they are, I'm a tough guy, you know, look at my muscles. Then Krishna would say, see this, you're in a vacation. Could you have a means of vacation? And then the boy says, oh, no, I couldn't do that. So Krishna defeats them. Kishyat, they have a Kishyat, which is right on the river. Then Vamsi Vat, Vamsi, what is Vamsi? That is the flute. And Vat, what is Vat? That is the banyan tree under which Krishna laid the flute on that full moon night, the first full moon night. In the month of Kartik, yeah, Krishna played his flute, and all the gopis came running to that Vamsi Vat, that banyan tree on the banks of the Yamuna. And those gopis, they were doing different things. Some were cooking for their family members. But they just left everything. Alone being burnt. That is sacrilege. Blasphemy. Alone being burnt. Yeah. Lord being double gaja. All burnt. And some of them were looking after their babies, because some of them were married, and some of them were already mothers, actually. So some of them were tending for their babies, changing their nappies. Oh, joy. Especially when they need to change their nappies. And they need to have their nappies changed. And so, in the middle of everything, they dropped the cleaning nappies. There's the little baby lying there. And they just went. And little baby was screaming. Didn't matter, they just went. And others were decorating themselves. They were putting on makeup, lipstick, and rouge, and eyeliner, false eyelashes. Anyway, whatever. And gopi dance, of course. Gopi dance, gopi dance. And decorating in so many ways, different clothes, seeing how they look this way, that way, what matches, and different jewelry, and so on and so forth. A major operation. The gopis can sit in front of a mirror for hours, and 24 hours is not enough for them. They can do and redo again their makeup and their clothing and jewelry. Because they're just concerned, will Krishna like it this way? No. Better that way. Now I think Krishna would prefer it another way. So like this. But then they heard the flute from Vamsi Vat. And they dropped everything. And just grabbed whatever was there and stuck it on their bodies and ran. So this is also quite amazing if you think. It describes, Srila Prabhupada himself describes, that some of them were in the middle, you know, they were half dressed, literally. And they just grabbed whatever they could get their hands on, just stuck it on, and ran. So some of them had the bottom parts of their clothes on the top parts of their bodies. And others had They had decorated one eye, but the other eye was just gone. But they just went. Half the Gopi dots were done. The other half had no Gopi dots. They just went. So this is where Krishna played the flute at the Bansi plant. Then Dvadashat Kanam. What are those 12 forests? Madhuba, Talava, Kumudva, Vrindavan. What can I say? Kuba, Badrava, Bandirava, Bailava, Lokava. There's Mahavan. This is actually the last one. It's the 12th. And what is the other? Where are we? 3? Kanyava. Well done. Thank you. 10. That's 10. 2 more. Huh? Taladai, you said. That's the second one. Anyway, there is another 2. Anyway, there's another 2. Dwadasa Kana, these 12 forests in which these beautiful pastimes took place. Yaha Sada Diva Kola Shri Nandananda. In all these places, Yaha Sada Diva, all the leaders of Nandananda and Krishna took place. Shri Nanda Yashoda Jaya, Jaya Govagan, this is verse 4. All glories to Nanda Maharaj and Manisha. And all the cowherd people. And all glories to, the cowherd boys, Sridhara Adi, headed by Sridhara. Sridhara Adi means headed by Sridhara. So, Sridhara, he's the leader of the Kali Kauravas. Who is Sridhara? He is the brother of Srimati Radha. Sridhara, very special devotee, very wonderful devotee. And you know, in Bandirava, one of those 12 forests, I think Kopilava may be another one of the 12. Kopilava, that's one of the 12. So, where were we? Bandirava. There's a temple in Sridhara. We were just there a few weeks ago. Sridhara, you know what happened? Probably many of you have heard that the day Krishna left Vrindavan, he was going around and visiting everyone to say goodbye. So he went to Bandirava to say goodbye to Sridhara. And he said, goodbye Sridhara, I'm going to Mathura, but I'll be back tomorrow morning. So Sridhara said, you sure you're going to be back tomorrow? Krishna said, of course, I'll be back. Don't worry, tomorrow. And Sridhara said, you know, I just have this feeling that you're not coming back. And Krishna said, no, of course I'm coming back. If not tomorrow, then the day after. And Sridhara said, well, but I just feel, just somehow, that you're not coming back. And Krishna said, no, I'm coming back. If not the day after tomorrow, the day after that. And when Sridhara was not satisfied, so Krishna said, all right, Lord, you just stay here. Stand here in this place and don't move. And you'll see, I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow. If not, the day after, and if not, courageous to day after day. Don't worry. So Shaddai said, right, I will stay here, and I will not move one inch. I will not move until you come. Krishna said, fine, you do that, you just stand right there. So he did. He did. And the next day, Krishna didn't come back, and people were coming and saying, Shaddai, what are you doing? You can't just stay there. You have to go home. Shaddai said, no. Krishna told me to stay here. So I'm staying here until he comes back. The next day, Krishna didn't come back. And the third day, Krishna didn't come back. And now Shaddai's parents, Rishadana and Kirtigana, they're in great anxiety. You must come home. You have been here 3 days. This is ridiculous. You cannot do this. But Shaddai told them, look, I am staying here. I'm not leaving. Krishna told me to. I am staying here. So a week passed. 2 weeks. 1 month. Krishna had not come back. And by now, his four parents, Shridhar's parents, were beside themselves. That here's their son, he's been standing there 24 hours a day in the same spot. He's not moving. Then 3 months passed. Then 6 months. Then a year. Shridhar was still standing in exactly the same place. And then 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, Shridhar was still standing there in the same place. Then 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, Shridhar had not moved 1 inch. Then 100 years. Finally, 4,500 years later, Krishna returned as Lord Chaitanya. And he found Shridhar in Bandirana, standing in the same place. And he came and embraced Shridhar and said, see, I told you I'd come back. But by now, by that time, Shridhar had turned into a deity, and he is still there. You can see him. We were there a few weeks ago. Well, what was it? 2 months ago. And we saw Shridhar. So this is an example of determination in devotional service. Sticking at your guns in devotional service. Not giving up easily. What do you think? Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. And Jaya Deva Vatsika. Well, Mother Yashoda, after the gopis, the cowherd girls, the next devotee is Mother Yashoda. She, other than the devotees in conjugal rasa, the next devotee beneath the conjugal rasa is Mother Yashoda, and after her is Nanda Maharaj. They are the topmost devotees who are not in the conjugal rasa. And Mother Yashoda, she is so attached, so concerned for Krishna's well-being. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, she will give her life 1,000 times if there is one speck of dust on Krishna's forehead. She is so concerned, is the all right? Then if there's one stick of dust on his forehead, she feels so anxious that she has to do something about it, that she feels like she would give her life 1,000 times. That's her motherly concern. Yeah. Not stick the kids in front of TV or let them play computer games. Give them a TV dinner and we're going out on the town. No. But the deeply affectionate mood of motherly love. And then the cows. Dino Butzer gun. All glorious is the Dino Butzer. The Dino are the cows and the Butzer are the calves, the baby calves. We should not underestimate the cows in Vrindavan, at least in Krishna's time. Jiva Goswami says in his commentary on Brahma Samhita, he says that the cows in Vrindavan who descended with Krishna, they are all liberated souls from the Loka Vrindavan who came to give their mercy to the fallen conditioned souls. They're not just dumb animals just sort of hanging around all day. No. They're very elevated personalities who descended out of their concern for the well-being of the conditioned souls. Jaya Vishvanu, Jaya Kirtika Sundari, all glories to the parents of Srimati Radharani. They're also very glorious. They're also very glorious. And Jaya Purnamasi. Purnamasi is the presiding deity of the Vrindavan pastimes. She is the controller of the Vrindavan pastimes. And she does many things to heighten the ecstasy in the Vrindavan pastimes. You probably heard that Purnamasi, that Kamsa was sending demons on a daily basis, even twice a day. He was sending demons to attack Krishna. But Krishna was killing them all. So, after some time, Kamsa was thinking, all these demons are going to kill Krishna, but none of them are succeeding. In fact, none of them are coming back alive. So, comes the thought, I'm going to go myself. I'm going to go. And I'm going to sort out this Krishna once and for all. So he went to Vrindavan. But as soon as he entered, as soon as he crossed the boundary line into Vrindavan proper, who was there? Purnamasi. This elderly lady with white hair, red clothes. Purnamasi wears red clothes and she has white hair. There's this elderly lady with a stick in her hand. And this elderly lady, she tapped him with the stick. Hey, you, who are you? Who are you? Kamsa looked at her like, what? Who do you think you are asking, who are you? He said, I'm the king, that's who I am. Who are you? Purnamasi said, I run things around here. And Kamsa said, you what? Old lady, you like you get lost. And Purnamasi said, you want to come in to Vrindavan, do you? Well, it's not so easy. comes and says, what? Are you going to stop me? I'm the king. You think you're going to stop me? Fertilizer said, look, you want to come in? You got to get trained up. All right. Seminar. Training program. And counsel was just ready to explode. Then Fertilizer tapped him again with a stick. Whack. Counsel turned into a little goatee girl. About 3 or 4 years old, just a little girl. And there's Kamsa now. Look. Look at me. Look at me. But the same Kamsa mind. And Paul Wilson said, yeah, training. Training session. You want to enter Vrindavan? You want to learn how to be a bridge blessing? First lesson. Pick up the cow dung. Make it into cow dung and patty. Kamsa said, what? Me? Cow dung? My hands? No. Pornarasa said, look, you want the cow dung or you want my stick? So soon, Kamsa was running around making cow dung. And Pornarasa said, okay. You did okay, first lesson. Now, for lesson number two. And Pornarasa pointed with the stick and said, you see that cow? Watch that cow. Watch. And sure enough, the cow lifted it to the tail and passed cow down. Pornarasa said, you see, the cow dung is fierce before it touches the ground. So now, lesson number two. You get in there, and as soon as you see a cow lift her tail, you just jump in underneath and you catch it. And Kamsa says, what? Me? I can't do that. And Pornarasa said, I think you can. What do you want? To catch the cow or the stick? So Kamsa was now running around behind the cows looking for when the next cow lifted his head. And as soon as this happened, he was underneath. But sometimes he would miss. So it was a missing situation. After a while, he got the knack of it. Then he came back to Pornarasa. Pornarasa said, okay, you're doing all right, not too bad at least. So now, for lesson number three. And as soon as Kamsa heard that, he ran out of Vrindavan. As soon as he crossed the boundary line, bang, he became Kamsa again. But he never went back because he didn't want to find out what was lesson number three. Yeah. So this is Pornarasa. She's very great. She arranges the pastimes. And she arranges so all sorts of amazing things happen. To heighten the pleasure, to heighten the excitement. Not just the same old thing. Every day we meet Radha Krishna. Every day we meet. Hello, how are you? I'm all right. How are you? Oh, I'm all right too. What shall we do today? We two. Hunt dog. Well, I don't know. Perhaps we will go to the Yamuna and sit there and look in each other's eyes. No, not like that. It's very dramatic. constant excitement, so many things are happening. Radha and Krishna meeting, they just managed to meet now and then together in their meeting. Suddenly, Jatula comes. Oh, and Radha and Krishna have to run, get out of there. So, as you may know, we've talked before that Radharani was discussing one time, wouldn't it be better if she and Krishna could just be married and be together all the time and no one would get in the way and no one would stop the meeting? In fact, if they were not together, people would complain. Wouldn't it be better like that? And Radharani said, no, it wouldn't. All this excitement and everything, that's what makes it fun. And Radharani said, if we were married, it would be so boring. She said, all these different obstacles, they add spice and life to our relationship. And she said, it is just like a very good chutney. You know this story. A very good chutney, the Prabhupada said, it should be so hot you can barely manage it. But at the same time, it should be so sweet you cannot resist it. This is first class chutney. Yeah, and we have suggested that the unit to be hellfire mother-in-law chutney could qualify for that. Mother-in-law's revenge. But Purnamasi, she's very good. Jaya Jaya Gopishvara Vrindavana Maharaj. All glories to Yogeshwar Shiva, who is protecting Vrindavan. Gopishvara, it is said that in Vrindavan there are five people who are particularly merciful. One is Govardhan, one is Vrindadevi, one is the Das, one is the Yamuna, and the fifth is Gopishvara Shiva. There are five people in Vrindavan who are especially merciful. So Gopishvara, probably you know the story that Lord Shiva, when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, Lord Shiva wanted to enter into the Rasa Gardens. But Krishna is the only male in the Rasa Gardens. So Gopishvara Shiva was not able. So he wanted to all the same, because he's a very keen dancer, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva wanted to enter the Rasa Gardens. So he said, you know, what I need is a woman's body. So he approached Purnamasi. She is Yoga Maya in Vrindavan. He approached Purnamasi and...
Can you set up the projector?
Just incidentally, our program, in case anyone is wondering, we are going to go on Friday night around 10:15 or something. Is that okay? Are we ready? We have sound equipment. Okay. We're going to go back, so we're just going to walk out. We are going to go out. To study point. Okay. So we will go out on Hari Nam in about, say, 45 minutes. Something like that. Shortly, maybe in about 15 minutes or so, we will show you some transcendental video for a little while. Something like that. Anyway, what we'll show you, we'll come to that when we get to that time. Then we'll go on hurry now at about 10:15 to 10:30, and then we'll come back by about 11:30, and we'll have a little more guitar, and then midnight we'll have midnight outing. Is that okay? Can you handle that?
Yes.
Stick with it.
Yes.
How are your legs? Do you need to stand up? Well, if you want to stand up, you can. Or if you want to go sit on the side, you can. I know it gets a little uncomfortable. So let's just continue in the song. Go to Shai Shiva. So Yogeshwar Shiva went to Purnamasi and asked Purnamasi, can you turn me into a gopi? And Purnamasi took a look at Lord Shiva. And you know Lord Shiva. He's not one of these effeminate boys. You know what I mean? He's a big tough guy. You know, he's big time guy, powerful man. And wild looking man. So one of us looked at him and said, you a gopi, I don't know. I don't know if you will make a good yogi. But anyway, Lord Shiva was insisting. So one of us said, okay, you come with me. And she took him to Mansarova. Now, we are in the process of making a multi-DVD set of the entire Vrajmandal curriculum. And we go to Mansarova, so you must get the set of DVDs. And then you can see Mansarova, it's very nice. But for the blessing, took Lord Shiva to Mansarova and dipped him in Mansarova and pulled him out. He came out as a gopi. But not your ordinary, everyday gopi. He was a very big, muscular looking gopi. Complete with snake, cobra around the neck, and scorpions and all that. But anyway, he was now happy. And off went Gopeshwar Shiva to the Vasudhat, to Vamsudhat. And rolled up, just as the Vasudhat was beginning. And kind of moved in to the arena. And then some of the other gopis noticed, wow. Who is this? What is this? Who is she? So this group of gopis surrounded Gopeshwar and said, who are you? Who are you? We never saw you before. What's your name? Now, Purnamasi had not given Lord Shiva a name. He's known as Gopeshwar now. But he was not given a name, and he could not say that I am Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva said, name, my name, you mean me? You mean my name? Oh, I see. And the gopis were saying, yes. And Lord Shiva said, name. But you know what? I've got. It will come to me shortly, but don't worry about it. After all, one is one, they said, what's in a name? I'd rather it by any other name which is always sweet. This is William So then the goat says, okay, I see all that. You don't know your name. Of course. So what are the names of your parents then? And Yahushua said, parents? You mean mine? You mean, like, oh, you mean mother and father then? Yes. And Moses said, oh, there, of course. You remember, right? You remember mom, dad, ma, pa. You remember. Their names just slipped my mind, but they have names. It's all good. I'll remember shortly. So then, the goat said, oh, okay, you don't know your parents' names either. I very good, the sons of. Then they said, well, all right, what village are you from? And Sheba, Goethe, said, village? You mean village? You mean like where people live? Like that, you mean? Houses. And the goat said, yes. And Sheba said, yeah, you know that village. Just around, you know, little way, you remember. And they said, oh, okay, we understand, you've forgotten which village. So then they said to Lord Sheba, what about that cobra? Around your neck. What is that? And the Lord said, oh, he's my pet. And what about those scorpions? Oh, they're very friendly. And what about all those ashes on your body? They look like the ashes from cremated bodies. And Lord Sheba said, I was waiting for you to ask. It's the latest cosmetic skin lighter. And they're going to say, good, very nice. Then they say, well, what is that fountain of water coming out of your head? Oh, that is to keep me cool. So the goatees, you know, by now the goatees have had enough. So they said, look, you are not coming into the rest of us. You, we are going to beat you up. And then we're going to just kick you out because you are just too weird. So now, Yahushua is in big trouble. The gopis were going to beat him up and throw him out. And it was a real tricky situation. So he prayed to Paulamasi, and Paulamasi came. And Paulamasi told the gopis that, look, I realize she is a rather unusual girl, but I know her. I know her personally. I can vouch for her. She's a good girl, so don't beat her up. Don't beat her up. So the goat said, all right, we won't beat her up. But we're not going to let her into the residence. She is just too strange. So then one of us said, okay, don't let her into the residence. But look, look at her. See how. She's a big, strong girl. Big, strong girl. You let her stay just on the edge of the residence. Just let her stay. She can be the bouncer. And if anyone comes along who is not qualified, then you just call her. She'll kick the person out. That's the right thing. So the gopis said, okay. she can say is the dancer. So if you go down there to Hong Sivat and you go to the temple there, you'll see on one of the altars there's the painting of the Rasa dancer from Sivat, and on one side you'll see Gopishwa. And in fact there's a little deity of it in one corner. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that at the Rasa dance, Vrindadevi is the ticket collector. And if your ticket is not in order, she calls for Gopishwa to bounce you. This is the arrangement. Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakha Bhattu Dvijaraj. You know who Bhattu is, right? Bhattu Dvija Raj, the king of the Brahmins. Who is that? It is Bhattu Mangala. Yes. And there are many things you could say about him. But we don't want to go on too long. But one time, Krishna was out herding the cows, and Mother Mangala was there. But Krishna started feeling tired, so they all took a break and laid down. And Krishna lay down and he fell asleep. And while he was sleeping, he had a dream. In the dream, the gopis came and accosted him. That, what are you doing here in this forest? This forest belongs to Radharani. And Krishna said, what? It doesn't belong to Radharani, it belongs to me. It belongs to me. It says so in the Vedas. What is that verse? Krishna something, what is it? Krishna, yeah. That Vrindavan is Krishna. It's the forest. Vrindavan is the forest of Krishna. And Lalita stepped forward and said, what do you mean? Krishna means it's the forest of Krishna. That's ridiculous. Everyone knows Krishna means dark. So Vrindavan is Krishna. Means that Vrindavan is a very dark forest. That's what it means. And Krishna was bewildered. And Lalita said that Radharani, what it says in the Puranas, what does it say in the Puranas? I forget the exact words. But, oh, something like Radha. Vrindavaneshwari, something like that. Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan forest. And Krishna said, well look, you know, my verse, Vrindavan Krishnavan, is from the four Vedas. The four Vedas are the original. They are more authoritative than the Puranas. So your statement, Radha Vrindavaneshwari, it doesn't have as much importance as my statement that Vrindavan Krishna, whatever it is. So therefore, you are defeated and it is my forest. And the leader said, well look, everyone knows that the statements of the Puranas are there to clarify the statements of the Vedas when they're not clear. And we have already pointed out how the statement Vrindavan Krishna is not clear. It could be interpreted to mean that Vrindavan is a dark forest. But our statement from the Puranas, which clarified the meanings of the Vedas, our statement makes it clear that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan forest. Now, Mother Mangala was with Krishna the whole time, and he was egging Krishna on. come on. You just say, you can say something else to defeat these girls. But then it got to that point. When it got to that point, Madan Mangal realized that they were in big trouble. The gopis were defeating them. So Madan Mangal told Krishna, he looked at the sun and said, ah, it is approximately 11 o'clock. I have, he looked at his watch, important appointment. 11:15, I have to go. And he just said, Krishna, he was a traitor. So then the gopis got on Krishna's case. And Krishna didn't know where to turn. There were gopis everywhere, shouting at him and pointing at him and chastising him. So Krishna did the only thing he could do to deal with the problem. You know what he did? He woke up. Because he was just sleeping. He was just dreaming. But this is Madhavanga, Krishna's funny Brahman friend. Jaya Radhakata Jaya. Lodini Nanda. We are also distressed out of Madhya Rakhtunas. Ramgat. Place where Lord Balaram has described in the 10th canto, where he was dancing with the gopis. And he became transcendentally intoxicated, drinking Madhuri. And he was feeling a little tired, but he wanted to bathe in the Yamuna, but the Yamuna was a few hundred yards away. So he called the Yamuna, come closer, come closer. And the Yamuna didn't realize that this is Balaram. She thought this is just some drunk man. So the Yamuna refused. And Krishna threatened the Yamuna, you come here, or I will cut you with my plow and break you up. All your waters will just be dispersed all over the ground. And you'll be finished. And he started doing it, dragging his plow through the earth. And then the Yamuna realized, ah, this is actually Balaram. So then she came and she apologized. So if you go to that place, then you'll see that the edge that the Yamuna sort of on the side follows a kind of irregular course. There are little bits and pieces going in and out and different directions like this at Ramgat. Although the main river is flowing through, but on the end it kind of turns around this way, that way, little islands and like little harbors, inlets going in. This is where Lord Balaram dragged his plow. Jaya Jaya Vindavana Vasi Jata Jaya. All glories to all the residents of Vrindavan. Jaya Dvija Padmi Jaya Naga Kanyaka. All glories to the wives of the Vedic Brahmins. And all glories to the wives of the Kaliya Serpent. Bhakti Te Yahara Paiva Govinda Chara. Through pure emotion they all attain the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. Sri Rasamandala Jaya, Jaya Radhasha. All glories to the place of the Rasadanas. And all glories to Radha and Shri. Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manurama. All glories to the Rasa Leela dance, which is the most glorious of all Krishna's pastimes, and therefore attracts and satisfies the minds of everyone. Jaya Jaya Jvala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sa. All glories to the conjugal rasa, sarva rasa sa, which is like an ocean of all the rasas, because each rasa includes the Russells before. All the qualities and characteristics of the Russells before are included in the next higher Russa. So that in servitude there is neutrality also. In friendship there is also servitude and neutrality. In parenthood there is also friendship, servitude and neutrality. And in the conjugal Russa there is also parenthood, friendship, servitude and the neutral Russa. So therefore, sarva rasa sa. It is an ocean, like an ocean of all the rasas. Parakya vadayana rajite tacha. And particularly the parakya vada, the unmarried conjugal relationship of Krishna and the gopis, that is the topmost of all the rasas. Sujana Paratma Koryasana, always remembering the lotus feet of Mother Janava, the wife of Lord Vijayananda, Dina Krishna Dasa Kate Nama Sankirtana, the very form of Krishna Das, sings the Sankirtana of the holy names of Krishna. Sri